Good morning. This is Thursday, May 8th, 2008, the 7:30 a.m. special council meeting. Let me go ahead and call a special council meeting to order. One of the council member Summers will be here. He's running a little late this morning. So we have here a report to consider bids received for the purchase of city's general obligation bonds, series 2008. Utility System Revenue Bonds, Series 2008, and Utility Systems Revenue Refinancing Bonds, Series 2008. And bids have been received through an online bidding process, and we have the results of that and some actions this morning. Brian?
Good morning, Mayor, Council. With me this morning is our financial advisor, Larry Given, and Keith Hoskins from our bond attorney firm, Gust Rosenfeld. Here to answer any questions you may have. Yesterday we were in the market for the three sales that the mayor mentioned. Larry can speak to the results of those sales, but from my perspective, they were very positive. The rates were below our forecasted expectations in terms of the net interest cost, and so it was actually a very good timing for the sale. As I think Mr. Brady spoke to you earlier on Monday, it's in many respects it's been a pretty good week for us in that Standard & Poor's upgraded our bond ratings for our general obligation bonds from AA- to AA, and for our utility system revenue bonds from A+ to AA-. That's the first upgrade we've seen in more than a decade. I will get you the write-ups after I receive them. I saw that they came in late last night around 10 o'clock, so I'll get you those write-ups in your packets on Friday. But some of the things that they mentioned, at least in my quick overview, was the city's ability to react quickly to the economic changes, the fund balances, and our increases in our fund balances within our targeted levels, and just the way we've been able to respond here in the past couple of years and be able to forecast our projected future on the general fund side as well as on the enterprise fund side. I think Larry can speak to the sales, but we had a pretty good market, five to seven bidders, depending on which sale we were looking at. So Larry,
I would say, Mayor, members of council, good morning. I would echo what Brian's saying. The rating agencies, I wouldn't be surprised to see an upgrade from the other rating agency within the next couple of years as well. What they like to see is that the city has a plan and can accommodate various eventualities out there in the economic market, and I think they've been impressed by that, by the current staff and council having a plan and being able to react to that. And it's not always felt that way in the past to them, but they felt like now was the time. And it's been about 20 years since you've been a AA rated city, so congratulations. I'm glad to see that that's come back into being. I'll just give comments about all three of these bond sales real quickly, and then you could go ahead and take action on them. The thing that was most impressive to me about the bids that were received is that how tight the bidding was on each of the sales. All the bidders were within 4 or 5 basis points, hundreds of 1% of each other. So it was really indicative that you got a very good market rate for your bonds. Quickly, the GO bond sale, I believe there were 7 or 8 bids on that one. That went very well. Bond insurance was taken on that, which in the future, hopefully, we'll be able to have that expense spared, and we'll be able to just sell as AA-rated bonds. The utility revenue bond sale was also extremely tight. There were 6 bids, I believe, all between 4.91 and 4.95%. I mean, that's very good bidding. And the refunding, we're happy that the results were about as planned over the last few months. We got the average rate was 3.5%. You're refunding bonds that were out there between 4.5% and 5%, so obviously there's quite a bit of savings there. It's a current refunding, so you'll be able to replace those bonds with the lower-rated bonds right away here on July 1. Which is a very good thing, because then you have 10 years of savings at that 1.5% per year, which works out really well. As Brian indicates in his memo here, the savings percentage as a percent of refunded debt was 5.6%, which is really a good savings number, present value savings number. So I guess things went as planned, a little bit lower than we were projecting, probably because we're a little bit conservative in our projections, and we'd recommend the council award these bonds and adopt the resolutions. And with that, I'd turn it over to Keith, unless you have any questions.
Okay.
Mayor and Council, you should have before you three resolutions. I guess you can take them in order if you'd like. And I have brought the revised, I think the versions that were circulated earlier. Of course, we didn't have the winning bid yet, so those names weren't filled in. Now that we have that, I filled those in and have brought those documents.
The clerk has it.
The clerk has the three resolutions.
And Mayor, I've put them in order here on my memo to you, and actually just kind of wrote in there the potential motions for you is along with the winning bidder. So,
okay. Does Council have any questions?
Mayor Smith. Oh, Mr. Mayor, let me. You know, if we would have announced today that we were having another deficit challenge in our city, we would most likely have a headline about that in the press. I will tell you that this conversation about an upgrade is significant. It is a barometer that is used by a very objective reviewer of municipalities across the country. It is a barometer that, you know, in a time where you have cities that are literally in California talking about bankruptcy and filing for bankruptcy, where you have communities that are making changes or cutbacks as equal or less or more than ours and are challenged with their bond rating. This council really has to be realize that everything that you've been doing for the last several years, putting in place the forecast model, establishing the fund balances, being committed to the utility rates and going ahead and approving those utility rates to keep that sound financial performance is critical. I just don't want it to pass by that this is significant, that this is a confirmation that everything that we said we needed to do was the right thing has been confirmed by the rating agencies. And all the things I've just mentioned are part of their write-up where they talk about how important the fund balances are, how important it is to keep up when you need to adopt utility rate increases. They do that, you've done that. And that we have those plans in place. So I think this council just has to be very, take a moment and pause. We probably won't get the same play that we would if we talked about a deficit or a shortfall. But this is, I don't know how many other cities during this next year are going to get an upgrade during these difficult times. I think it's going to be very challenging. So I just want to say, congratulations, council, for all you've done, and to Brian and Chuck and to the all the other departments, and thank Larry and Keith. I mean, they've really helped us out in structuring these so they make sense, and obviously are the well accepted in the marketplace. And ultimately, this is the final scorecard. It's the rates, you know, what the risk that they're willing to assess on these. And these are very competitive rates. I mean, Larry's kind of a very soft-spoken kind of matter of fact, but they are actually, these are, I mean, that net savings of 5.6% is a pretty impressive number. So congratulations, and we certainly recommend moving forward with this because this strengthens our position for the future. Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to thank the council members, too, for the work that it took to do the master plan update for the whole city and then tie that in with the financial model. That financial model, in my opinion, if you want to know somebody's politics, figure out where they spend their money. And that ties people into, if you're going to spend money, it runs through the whole gamut of what then how it affects the fund balances and how it affects your operation and your maintenance. How do you take care of the maintenance if you're going to build a park for the next 20 years? And we now have a tool in which to put those together to make it easy to see just what's going on. So I think if there's an accomplishment that we have done as a council, it's to create something that we can pass on that will be a very useful tool to any future councils as they deliberate budget issues so they can really see the ramifications that the water farm, everything can flow through that financial model. So I want to thank everybody and thank Kyle for chairing that committee, the Financing the Future and its recommendations. And it was a real pleasure to get some recognition that was positive, that it's appreciated what we're doing. I know we still have one further action to do, and I think that's coming through, and that's a recommended target for fund balances. I know they're looking for a kind of a written policy, and I'd like to go ahead and fulfill that desire because it fits with our goals and aspirations as a city to make sure that we have an 8 to 10% fund balance on an ongoing basis. So, again, thanks everybody for your help. Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. You know, I know it takes four votes to get anything done, but the fact of the matter is that to have a leader sitting there in the mayor's chair who is talking about the importance of long-term planning, of forecasting, and it's not sexy stuff. People, generally speaking, people want to know, what have you done for me lately? And they're impatient for quick solutions. And dealing with financial matters is not quick. It's not easy. It takes a lot of discipline. And Keno challenged our staff to come up with a model that nobody else had, which was really looking at things in more than a 5-year time frame. And compliments to our staff. I don't know if they were excited about it privately, but I got to tell you publicly, they were very excited about it and took the challenge and did amazing things. And Larry, you were working with us in those days, and it was a really just a positive, exciting thing to have take place. And then financing the future, bringing in residents to help with the whole thing. Once again, not a short-term process, a long-term process. And so after all of that time, I'm glad that before this council left that we got that validation, because it has been hard work. It's not easy when you tell people there isn't money for everything that we would like, perhaps, to have money for, or even in some instances that we think we should have money for. But it takes discipline to say no when what you'd really like to say is yes. And so thanks to you for helping us to structure the finances in a good way in terms of our bonding to get these kinds of rates. But Mayor, most of all, thank you for the leadership that you've given on all of this. It was really great. It is good. It's a good legacy. With that, if you're ready, I'm ready to make a motion.
Let's do it.
Okay. On item 2A, providing for the issuance and sale, I'd like to make a motion for approval for the issuance and sale of $15,450,000 aggregate principal amount for general obligation bond series 2008, providing, do I need to read the entire piece, or can I just say who it's going to? Keith, what do you think?
That's fine.
Okay.
You know what you mean.
And awarding the sale of those bonds to Commerce Capital Markets, who submitted the lowest and best bid with a net interest cost of 4.560465%.
Second that.
Motion and second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 2B, supplementing the city's resolution number 6362 as amended, dated July 29, 1991, pertaining to the issuance of utility systems revenue bonds and authorizing the issuance and sale of $52,875,000 principal amount. And awarding the sale of the utility systems bonds to Prager, Seeley and Company, LLC, who submitted the lowest and best bid with a net interest cost of 4.918089%.
Second.
And that's a motion.
All right. Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Again, passes unanimously.
And motion for approval of...
I found that there's a zero missing.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. Motion for approval of supplementing the city's resolution number 6362 as amended, dated July 29th, 1991, pertaining to the issuance of utility systems revenue refunding bonds and authorizing the issuance and sale of $21,125,000 principal amount with those bonds... And prescribing the form and other details of the Series 2008 bonds and awarding the sale of the Utility Systems Revenue Refunding Bonds Series 2008 to Hutchinson, Shockey, Early, and Company, who submitted the lowest and best bid with a net interest cost of 3.566042%. This refunding generated 5.6704% of net present value savings.
Awesome.
All right. Motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Again, passes unanimously.
Thank you very much, Council.
Our next item is to convene an executive session, so I need a motion to that effect.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right, we are in executive session.